Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? It's still kind of cool in Las Vegas, but the sun is out and no wind is blowing. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, so we're enjoying the weather right now. It's going to get cooler later on this evening, but right now it feels pretty good. All right, Papa D, play something for the NFL. I got some sports to talk about. Hello, America. I have some shocking news, surprising news for you. I found out that this weekend, on Saturday, they're having the first round of games being played by a new NFL season, a new NFL league that's been formed. It's called the Alliance of American Football, the AAF, and they will be the same as the NFL, and they're trying to compete with the NFL, and they will play their first round of games this Saturday, and we will find out exactly who their teams are and what how they qualify to play, and I understand it's 18 involved in the league. So that's all they're playing with right now is 18. And the league will go from February till March 25th. And then afterwards, they'll have the playoffs, and then they'll have a Super Bowl, the championship game for these 18 that'll be playing, trying to compete with the NFL. So let's keep our attention on football on Saturday. Okay, back to the news. The United States of America had the president gave the State of the Union address two nights ago. And today the government had a meeting to see if they're going to give Donald Trump all the money he asked for and if they're going to build the wall that he wants to build, or otherwise he's going to shut the government down again. So we have 1 week to make the decision. As of next Tuesday, we will find out if the government is going to be shut down for another period of time. I don't know how long it's going to be this time, but House of Representatives and the Senate are trying to get together to see if they can overrule Donald Trump's goal of building the wall in Mexico. So we have to wait and see if they're going to approve the money, because he wants $5 billion to build the wall, or else he's going to shut the government down again. So they're trying to come up with a plan to see if they can maybe buy some border patrol people and put up some screens and some part-time partitions instead of building an actual wall. So they're trying to see how they can get by without building a wall in Mexico. So we'll wait and see. All right, back to entertainment in Las Vegas. Papa D, play a song, and then I got a story to tell them today. DJ Papa D, should I start my story, or are you going to have a song to play before we can get started?
I thought you said you were going to start the story right after you talked about what you talked about. Do you want to play a song first?
Yeah, play a song first.
All right, cool.
Captain, the transport is ready.
That's it. Lieutenant Morbid, what is the condition of the planet's surface?
It is difficult to be precise. However, my instruments indicate a condition of extreme rigor mortis spreading rapidly throughout the population. Highly illogical, Captain.
A bunch of stiffs, huh? Well, set coordinates for Chocolate City and have a landing party of 9 men beam down immediately with phases set on Funk Funk.
Very well, Captain Smirk.
Get up! We are Eternal Funk, alias the Formaldehyde Funkmen. You can't see us, but you can feel us. Get up! Get up on the cameo sound. Come on, get the funky horns. It is our will to let you know that we exist. So don't resist. Let it all hang out. Don't be a dead boogie, baby. You dig my heavy drift. My drift's too hip to resist. To get off on is a trip. Funk, funk.
Sweat all over my face, baby. Sweat all over my face.
it feels too good to ignore. Sweat's all over my face. Bonk, bonk. Ha! It's a crazy place. We are eternal funk. We may be looked upon and called others, but it is all the one. Bonk, bonk. Eternal funk. We all live in funk, funk. I'm dead serious, baby. Come on, get down, baby. If you believe in us, you will be blessed with both.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world. You know, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And, you know, when I was born a dark black kid in America, in Los Angeles, California. And because my parents had beautiful teeth, I went to the dentist often and always had my teeth checked and cleaned and polished. So I grew up with perfect teeth. My teeth were perfectly straight. I didn't never have to wear braces. I never had to have my teeth straightened. My teeth were already perfect. They were beautiful from the time I was born until I moved to Las Vegas 43 years ago. When I moved to Las Vegas, I was brushing my teeth, and I was brushing with an up and down motion, and my gums started to recede. In other words, my gums, the top of my teeth, my gums started disappearing. And on my bottom teeth, my gums started disappearing, and my teeth were still straight, and they were still white. And they were still beautiful, but I started to get gaps in my teeth. And I never really paid attention. I just kept brushing my teeth up and down every day. And I always brushed my teeth the same way from the time I was a young boy till I grew up and became a man. I always brushed my teeth the same way. And I never really noticed that my gums were receding. My gums were leaving the bottom of my teeth, and they were disappearing in the top of my teeth. And my teeth at the bottom of my mouth, the gums were receding on the bottom of my teeth, so the gums were going from the top of my teeth down to the bottom of my gums. and more of my teeth was exposed, but my teeth were still straight. They were still pretty. They were still lined up right. So I didn't really notice any difference in my teeth. And I was walking around and talking to people, and a couple of my buddies told me I had skeleton teeth. And I was like, skeleton teeth? What are they talking about? And I looked in the mirror, and I could see I had started to get spaces between my teeth. But my teeth were still straight, and they were lined up good, and they were really pretty to look at, and they were shiny white because I was brushing them real good all the time. So I couldn't understand what they were talking about. So I just ignored them, and I kept brushing my teeth up and down, up and down. And I was brushing my gums up until the top of my gums, and I was brushing the bottom of my gums down into the gum at the bottom of my teeth. And so I started to get big spaces between the teeth because where the gum had been around my teeth, now the gum was missing. And my teeth were starting to have spaces between the teeth. And I didn't really understand what was happening. So I talked to my mother and asked her if there's such thing as a gum transplant. Can I get my gum replaced on my teeth? And she said, no, there's no such thing as a gum transplant. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe I need to start changing how I'm brushing my teeth. But I kept brushing them up and down, up and down, up and down. And all I was doing was brushing the gum away from my teeth. And my teeth were getting bigger spaces between each tooth. And on the top of my teeth, my teeth on the top of my mouth was getting bigger and bigger spaces between my teeth. And the teeth on the bottom half of my mouth was getting bigger spaces between the teeth on the bottom. But my teeth were still smooth, and they were straight, and they were shiny white, and people would compliment me on how pretty my teeth were. And I thought that my teeth would fix themselves. I didn't really think it was a problem, but I thought my teeth would fix themselves since I went to my mother and found out there was no gum transplant for them to put gum on my teeth to improve my smile. So one day I was walking and I went to the store and I was standing in line and I was talking with the security guard at the store because as I was walking through the store, I was eating some potato chips and I saw him and I told him that, hey, I'm not stealing these potato chips. I bought these potato chips before I came into the store. So I'm just eating them while I'm walking around shopping. And he said, oh, no problem. I know you won't be stealing anything in the store. You're not that kind of guy. And I said, well, thank you. So how are you doing today? And we talked as I was walking around shopping in the store. He was walking with me. And then after I got all of my food and stuff, then I got in line to pay for my goodies. And when I was in line, there was a lady in line behind me, and she was really nice looking, and she had her groceries, and she was waiting in line to pay for her groceries. like I was waiting in line to pay for my groceries. And I was talking to the security guard while we were standing in line. And he started flirting with the lady, and he was talking to her. And, of course, I was flirting with her a little bit as we were talking to her while we were standing in line. And I was flirting, and the security guard was flirting, and she was talking to him, but when she looked at me, she didn't say anything. And I would say something to her, and she would just stare at me. And she was looking at me like something on me must have been hurting, because she gave me that funny look like, I know you must be in pain. And I couldn't understand what she was looking at. Why was she giving me that look? And so we talked to the lady, and then the security guard left to go to his position. And I was standing in line, and it was my turn to pay for my groceries. And I turned around and said, I'll talk to you later, to the lady that was behind me, and she still didn't say anything to me. And I was wondering, like, wow, why is she staring at me the way she's looking at me? And I couldn't understand. So I was, like, really puzzled. But, you know, I said goodbye, and I paid for my groceries, and I moved out of the line, and I walked to my house. And when I got home to my house, I put my groceries up, and then I went into the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror to look at my face to see what this lady was staring at and why she was looking at me so funny. And when I looked in the mirror, I saw the big gaps in my teeth. And I said, oh, that's what she was looking at. She thought my teeth were causing me to be in pain. And I wasn't in any pain, but my teeth had gaps in them. And it looked like it would have been really painful. And this is why some of my friends were calling me skeleton teeth, because actually my teeth looked like the teeth that you would see in a skull when they showed the skull and the teeth in the skull. They had big gaps in the teeth when they showed the skull. There's no gum in the mouth. It's just teeth. And it's big gaps in the teeth on the top teeth and on the bottom teeth. And there are gaps between the teeth all around the side. And it goes all the way to the back of the mouth. And I saw that, and I was like, wow, that's what that lady was looking at. And she couldn't talk to me because she thought my teeth looked ugly. She thought I was ugly. And I was like, wow, I really didn't know how to address the situation, but I was really upset. And I brushed my teeth and tried to brush my gums back down on my teeth, but it was to no avail. I couldn't brush my gums back into place, so my teeth just had bigger and bigger gaps in my mouth. And I decided that I was going to go to the dentist and see if I could get the dentist to do something about my teeth. And I started having a pain in my jaw, in my upper teeth. And the last time I had pain like that, I ended up having a root canal. They had to drill holes in my tooth and take the root out of my tooth and fill my tooth with tooth filling, and had to put a gold crown on my tooth. So that was the situation that it looked like I had to go through again. And I said, no, I'm not going through that again. I'm not going to have that pain. I'm just going to go in and have the dentist work on my teeth. So that's what I did. I went in and I made an appointment with the dentist, and I sat in the lobby and waited on him to call my name. And then I went into the office and I sat in the dentist chair. And the dentist asked me, he said, what can I do for you today? And I said, see all these teeth? And he said, yeah, I see you got all 32 of your teeth. And I said, yes, I want you to pull them all out. And he said, you want me to pull all your teeth out? I said, yep, I want every one of them pulled out because I can't get any gums to fill in the spaces in my teeth. So I just want you to pull my teeth out. And he said, oh. And I said, but you can't put dentures in. He said, yeah, I can give you a full set of dentures. I said, okay, fine. That's what I want you to do. So he took a long needle out, and he put some Novocaine in the back of the needle, and he started sticking me in the gums, and he started shooting Novocaine in the gums of my teeth, and he started numbing my jaw. And then he went down and put the needle in the bottom half of my mouth and started numbing my gum around my chin area and my cheekbone. So everything was getting nice and numb. He was numbing up my whole mouth, and he would stick his finger in there and pull my gums to the side, and he would stick the needle further back in my mouth, and he would push some more Novocaine in my mouth. And then he'd pull it out, and then he'd pull the gum and pull my cheeks a little more. And then he'd stick the needle in the other side of my mouth, and he would pull the gum, and he would spray the Novocaine in my mouth. And I was feeling the pain of the needle, but I was happy to know that he was going to numb my mouth up really good. And that's what he did. He numbed my mouth so that when he pulled on my gums and he pulled on my cheeks, I couldn't feel a thing. I didn't feel nothing. And he said, okay, I'm going to let you sit here for 5 minutes while we let the Novocaine take effect in your gums. And I was like, oh, God, I could barely talk. And I was like, okay, I'll sit here and wait for you to come back. And the man, the dentist, left the office. And I sat in the chair, and I licked my tongue around in my jaw, and I rubbed my tongue on my teeth. And I could feel that everything in my mouth was going numb. And I couldn't wait to see what he was going to do next. And I sat in that chair and I waited for my mouth to get totally numb. And 10 minutes later, he walked back in the room, and he said, how do you feel?
I feel okay. I don't feel nothing.
And he said, you don't feel any pain at all. And I said,
no, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel no pain at all. I'm okay.
He said, all right, well, let's start pulling your teeth out.
And I said, okay.
And he reached in the drawer and pulled out a pair of pliers. And I'll tell you more of the story in a minute. It's time for a commercial break. And Papa D, play a song and then play a commercial spot, and I'll come back and finish my story. Okay? We'll be back in a minute. and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. I was telling you about the story where I went to the dentist, and he had pulled out all of my teeth, and he had shot my mouth full of Novocaine. So my mouth was getting numb while he left the room. And so when he came back, he asked me how I was feeling. And I told him, I feel fine. I don't feel no pain or nothing. I feel okay. And he said, all right, well, let's start taking your teeth out. And I said, okay, I'm just pull them out, Doc. And he went in his drawer and pulled out a pair of pliers and started pulling my teeth out one by one. And I didn't feel a thing. My gums were so numb and my jaws were so numb that I didn't feel anything. And he just twisted and yanked and twisted and yanked. And as he pulled the teeth out, I had a cup in my hand and he would just drop the teeth in the cup and it would go click, click. Then he'd pull out another tooth, click, click, click. Clip, and pull that tooth out and put it in the cup. And he would grab another tooth, and he would twist it, and he would pull, and it would just pop out. And he just went a whole row of teeth on the top end of my mouth, and he pulled out all 16 teeth at the top of my mouth. And then he went to the bottom and started twisting the teeth and pulling them up and dropping them in the cup. Pulling them up and dropping them in the cup. And pulling them up and dropping them in the cup. And after he pulled out all of my teeth, he said, all right, do you feel any more teeth in your mouth? And I took my tongue and I felt around the tops of my gums all the way around from the front to the back. And I was like, no, I don't feel nothing. It feels like you got everything, Doc. And he said, okay, well. And he started to mix up this mixture, which ended up being the clay for my teeth to be the mold for my gums. And he put it in my mouth and said, okay, bite down on this. And I bit down on it, and he moved it around in my mouth, and he said, okay, bite down again. And I bit down again on it, and he pulled it out. And he said, okay, great. Well, we'll let this harden. And what kind of teeth do you want? Do you want off-white? Do you want them gray? And I said, no, I want white, white teeth. I want my teeth to be sparkling white. So he said, okay, I'm going to give you a brand new set of sparkling white teeth. And he made the order, and he told me to come back the next day. So I came back the next day, and he had the teeth all lined up for me. And he put the mold in my mouth, and he had me bite down, and he said, oh, that's a good fit. Oh, yeah, and he checked my gums, and he pulled my cheeks out on the side to make sure the teeth fit in my mouth just right. And then he said, okay, now we're going to let these harden, and you come back tomorrow and pick your teeth up. And I said, okay. And I left, and I waited until the next day, and I caught the bus down there to the dentist's office, and I waited in the lobby until he called my name. And then I went in and sat in the chair, and he pulled the brand new set of teeth out and put them in my mouth. And he moved them around to make sure they fit real good and everything. And I was like, yeah, they fit good. And he said, now look in the mirror and tell me what you think. And I looked in the mirror and I smiled, and it looked like I had brand new teeth. Oh, I was grinning and I was shining, and my teeth were white. Oh, white, white, white teeth. And I was so happy. I was just proud of my smile. I said, oh, I got $1 million Kool-Aid smile. And I said, thank you, Doc. And he said, good, you take care of those teeth now. And I said, yes, I will. And I went home, and I wore my teeth to bed, and I realized I didn't get any glue for my teeth. So I had to go to the 99-cent store and get a set of denture grip glue to put in my teeth so that I could glue them in my mouth. Because otherwise, you could just pull the dentures right out. So I put the glue in my teeth, and I squeezed down on my teeth, and the glue, I put too much in, and it started coming out on the sides of my teeth. And I said, okay, and I had to clean my teeth. I had to let my teeth, let the glue dry so I could clean my teeth. And everything was fine after that. I wore my teeth with a Kool-Aid smile. And I saw Big Nasty. He came to my room, and he said, man, I thought you said you was going to get your teeth fixed. And I said, I did. Look. And I gave him a big Kool-Aid smile. And he said, oh, you did get your teeth fixed. Look at your teeth. They're shining. They're glowing. They're white. Oh, man, you really did a good job. They look really good. And I said, yep. And I can pull them out if I don't want them. And he said, what? And I said, see? And I pulled my teeth out and showed it to him in my hand. And he said, oh, they're dentures. And I said, yep. And I put them back in my mouth. And I was like, see, they're good to go. And he was like, all right. So I had the dentures in my mouth. And I was taking them out when I'd go to sleep at night. And I put them on the nightstand next to my bed. And I had my dog in the room, and he was sleeping in my bed with me. Okay, it's time for a commercial break. When I come back, I'll finish the story. All right, DJ Papa D, play a song, and then we'll be back for the conclusion of the story.
Time or place. check my options, there are none. First thing I think about is your lovely smile and all the things that drive me wild.
Got this lady, drive me crazy. What am I gonna do?
Baby, you want some dick? Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine. And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back. I don't know what them girls are talking about. And I said, oh my God. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? And I can make you holler all day and all night. And I said, but they got dresses on. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend? And I was like, what? Come holler at me, because I can put it down, baby. I can make it work. I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit. All day long. And I like cocaine. But crack. G Money says, come see G Money and I can make you happy. I was going to junior college and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. So I would drive up and down Hollywood looking for prostitutes. I must have been kind of drunk. I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days,
and I thought to myself, I need to be home in my bed sleeping. What was I going to do? That dude was big. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. My God, I was in that. But I told him I can't go to jail right now. I'm a school teacher, and I got to do the grades for my class at the end of the year. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena. So I was driving on the fast lane, and I closed my eyes. They said it was beautiful. I loved the rain. I wore a fishnet dress, and I wore a silk cap, and I wore leg warmers. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Yes, I had gotten my dentures, and I was sleeping in my bed, and I had taken my dentures off and putting them on the end table on my nightstand. And my dog slept in the bed with me, and he reached over and grabbed my teeth off of the end table and started chewing my teeth. And I didn't know what he was chewing on. I just looked on and saw him laying on the floor chewing on something. So I said, "Dog, what are you chewing on?" And I reached over there and grabbed him out of his mouth, and he had my teeth. And I was like, "Oh, man." So I had to go get another pair of teeth, and I had to keep my dog away from chewing on my teeth. So I had to keep my teeth in my mouth as much as possible. Yep. So that's the end of my story. It was an interesting time. Now I got beautiful teeth, and I smile, and women say, your teeth look so good, they almost look fake. And I don't even want to tell them that they are. They are fake. I got dentures. So I just smile and say, thank you very much. And I just flash the pearly whites on them, and I keep it pushing. Oh, yeah, when the women see me, they see me smiling, and they just see I'm very happy. Yes, I am. Well, thank you for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed the story for its entirety. And I want to thank Papa D for being my engineer and my DJ and playing the music. And I want to thank everybody and invite everybody to listen to the show tomorrow as we're broadcasting, dedicating the show to working with the homeless. So we have some interesting things going on this weekend, so we will announce all of the activities for this weekend tomorrow. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Later. Bye. Smile. What a big, juicy smile. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.